We had a very a brand new client come in, not a RAIN member, came in to us, was recommended to us by an experienced investor, also not a RAIN member. And this young lady came in, she was buying a house, gonna move into it, owner occupied. And throughout the course of just sort of getting to meet her and getting a file opened, she brought two contracts in with different prices. Two contracts with different prices. The lender, of course, had received the contract with the higher price, and it had a vendor take back mortgage in it. And what she said to us, this is how sort of new she was, well, the seller says, as soon as we move in, he's gonna forgive that second mortgage, so I don't really have to pay that. So, I think you all know, but it's worth saying again, that it's very typical, and almost always, the lawyer for the buyer is also the lawyer for the bank. Do you remember what I said in these last things? If we know of any circumstances that might affect their lending decision, we have to tell them. When a lawyer acts for the same client, there are no secrets. And if you know something, if a lawyer knows something about one client that would affect the other client, it's not enough to just tell if asked. The lawyer has to say, by the way, here's a set of circumstances, we need to talk about it. So, we had to tell the bank about this double offer, and the bank said, you know, it's only because we believe that you're a naive young girl and we're coached badly by this seller that we're not calling the cops and charging you with mortgage fraud. It's the only reason. So, no double offers. Those are illegal and mortgage fraud. I'm going to add one other very short one in from last night in Edmonton. It was a brand new member. I could tell because he only had, you know, the handwritten name tag. And he already owned two or three properties and in his corporate name, wanted to buy more. And it's the old classic. He wanted to go and get an owner-occupied 95% CMHC mortgage to get his next property and then move it over into his corporation at a later date. And I mean, he just hasn't been around RAIN long enough, I don't think, to hear us say, no, you can't do that. That is also mortgage fraud. So he asked me the question two or three ways to try and, no, you can't. It's fraud. All right. I've got one great one to finish with, but we're going to...
Before you do that,
yes,
I just wanted to talk about that multiple offer thing. It is perfectly okay, and it's actually recommended that when you're buying a property, you put two offers in front of the vendor and have them accept whichever one it is, because that's the choosing of A and B instead of yes or no. But once they choose one, throw the other one away, because now that's the actual contract. So it's a different game than having one contract that you show to the bank and one contract that you show to the vendor. What I'm talking about is multiple offers, you put them down, they accept one, and that's the one that you work with the banks. Yeah.
All right, one more to go. And this one, I'll let you judge.
You'll need a blank piece of
paper. Blank piece of paper.
And hopefully a calculator for this one.
And for those who don't have a calculator, we'll try and make it easy enough. So I had a client call me, not a RAIN member. She said to me, you know that house I've got, and I did know the house, I've got an offer on it. I knew it had been for sale for quite a while. I've got an offer on it. I said, oh, that's wonderful. What's the offer? Well, the offer's for 510, but I think it's, you know, worth 570. We've been trying to sell it for so long, I'd probably take 530. I said, okay, well, you know, if 530 works for you, that's okay. I said, and so what's the financing? So she said, well, I've got a first mortgage to TD Bank for $250,000.
Okay, so write 530 down, then underneath it write how much? Two what?
250.
250.
250 to TD. So we think we can get 530.
And right beside it, first.
First mortgage. I said, okay, that's good. And I said, is there any other financing? Anything else we have to pay out? She said, there's another first to Royal Bank.
1A and 1B.
I said, another first? She said, yes, for $350,000.
Okay, write that down.
I said, well,
because it gets better.
What do you mean, another first to Royal Bank? How can there be another first? Only one mortgage can be first. She said, well, bought the house, got the mortgage for $250,000, did the renovation, got the mortgage for $350,000 on the after repaired value. And when the Royal Bank lawyer went to pay out the CIBC mortgage, what Royal Bank said to him was, or the TD mortgage, I'm sorry, I keep saying CIBC, the TD mortgage. The Royal Bank said, so you got to pay off that TD mortgage, and you got to pay off the TD visa. And that's, as you know, it's often part of getting a mortgage is the lender says you got to pay off some other debt. That happens a lot. The Royal Bank lawyer took the $350,000 and put it all on the TD visa and didn't pay any to the TD first.
How about that for a credit card, eh? Credit available, $350,000.
$350,000. So I said to my client, well, you know, what did you think about having all this extra dough on your visa? She said, well, Barry, you know, if there's extra money in your account, you don't worry about it and you don't say anything. If you're short money, you raise the roof.
That may be true for $100.
Might be true for $100, but not for $350,000. I'm telling you. So I said, so what did you do? She said, well, I carefully moved the money off the TD visa in $50,000 chunks over to another account. Trying to tell me she doesn't know what's going on, but when I asked the question, you know, 50, why did you pick that? Oh, I don't know. So I said, okay, well, you know, you might have to, oh no, I said, what about those mortgages? These mortgages all went on in early 05. She said, well, I've been paying them up until about June, and then I couldn't pay them anymore, so I've stopped. And I said, what are you doing with the house? Oh, I'm getting $2,000 a month rent. Real nice tenants, they pay regularly, they're great. So I said, so, is anybody foreclosing? Because, I mean, those mortgages are not being paid. They're quite big. She said, only Citibank. I said, what? Yes, I have a $105,000 mortgage to Citibank. Write that one down. Not another first, though.
Thank goodness.
Apparently, Citibank put a line of credit style mortgage on the place, did an in-house mortgage themselves, and did it on the basis of they looked at the title and went, well, they both can't be first. Obviously, that CIBC one's going to disappear. So what's the number? What does it add up to? 705, and we can sell for 530. Is this trouble? Trouble. I know one lawyer for a Royal Bank who's in big trouble. That's certainly going to be probably causing our insurance rates at the Law Society to go bouncing up, because what will happen in there is if the lawyer made the mistake, we will have to pay that dough. But that's not what we're here to talk about. What we're really here to say, I mean, that was kind of a really funny, sad story, and I enjoyed telling it. But folks, I mean, we do all know, don't we, that if money comes into our account that isn't ours, we don't move it off in $50,000 chunks and use it to do something else, and, you know, I mean, we all know that, don't we?
Well, that was the key to the whole thing, is that money's now, like when you asked this person, the money wasn't available. It was gone. It had already been spent on other things.
All gone. All spent.
So they couldn't even clean up that mortgage.
Nope. Just a sad, sad, sad tale. Although she seemed very unconcerned, strangely unconcerned about it. Maybe because
Was she from Vancouver Island, for instance?
She's not from Edmonton, or not from Alberta. Gone. All right, so that's really the end of that tale. I'm just going to finish with something I didn't say last night, but it's come up through this whole thing, and Don has mentioned it. I think we all see it, but we need to be reminded of it. Yes, lots of us buy properties with 75% mortgages, and they're neat and clean and tidy. But a lot of us find creative scenarios, and even in straightforward situations, stuff happens. These deals are not cookie cutters. They're not cookie cutters. You have to be ready for stuff to come up. You've got to be ready to deal with issues and problems, because man, it happens way more the rule than the exception. So have that as a mindset. Thank you very much.